Let's talk napkins now. When did you last serve a meal and have proper napkins on the table? Hold on. I don't mean a piece of kitchen roll. I mean a proper napkin and a napkin ring. Apparently only 15% of people, and I'm talking to you now, lay the table with napkins. You use your kitchen roll and you chuck it away afterwards. Let's talk about mealtime manners now with Dr. Etiquette. He's our etiquette expert, William Hansen. He knows a thing or two about napkins, I'll bet. Hello, William.
Hello, Malcolm. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Are you a fan of the napkin?
I'm a big fan of the napkin. Not as a napkin ring. They're a bit déclassé and a little bit, dare I say, common. But napkins, absolutely wonderful. And, right, people are not... people are not having dinner parties anymore or occasions where they can wield out the nice proper napkins. But when they are, they're putting little tatty bits of kitchen roll.
Yeah.
And it's awful.
Yeah. But the napkins, you see, we have to wash them. We have to press them before they go back on the table and the kitchen roll or the bit of tissue paper. You can just chuck it away. You can understand why the napkins are having a hard time of it, can't you, William?
Well, not really, because, I mean, most people, whether they like ironing or not, will do some sort of ironing in the course of their week.
Yeah.
And it's not a shirt. It's nothing difficult to iron, vaguely challenging. It's just a flat thing. You just put it on the ironing board, you run the iron over it, and there you go. You've got a pressed napkin, and you just chuck it in with your normal washing load, with your wipe.
Too formal. Too formal, I hear the crowd cry.
They're not too formal, no. They're just simple and elegant and... It's a nice napkin, whether it's folded in a fancy shape or it's just a folded rectangle on the bread plate. It looks sophisticated, but without too much effort. And that's really what the art of a good table is. You want to make it look like you've put in effort, but that it was effortless.
Oh, I see. Are we to blame, us parents? Is it down to parents to teach our children about table manners?
Yes, absolutely. It is down to the parents to teach the children table manners, and indeed... Whatever the child is going to learn, they learn it from the parents. The child does not come out of the womb being nasty or with bad table manners. They pick it up from the people that they are around, and that is mainly their parents or their guardians. The schools also have some responsibility to do all this, but it should start with the parents at home.
Well, William, we need your help. Monica in Farringdon, could you tell the lovely William that I use napkins every day? Does that make me a trend bucker?
It makes her a very sensible person.
Oh.
She gets full certification from William and the royal approval.
Well, that's good. Will other things disappear from our dinner tables? I'm thinking of toast racks. You don't see those very often now, do you?
No, you don't. And when I have house guests for breakfast, I like to set the table properly. And for their breakfast, and if I'm doing a cooked breakfast, and out will come the toast rack so they can have toast or... fried bread or whatever it happens to be with their cooked breakfast. You're right, they're going. However, shops are still selling them, but most department stores now will only have one or two in stock. 10 years ago, you would have probably had a whole range to choose from.
What a shame. I'm interested in something you told me earlier on. Napkin rings, they're common?
Well, traditionally, yes. I mean, napkin rings are in the big old houses. If we look back into our history... Napkins, you would have different. You would have a new napkin for every meal, because you had a team of servants to wash them and to press them, and you'd have hundreds of napkins in the house. So you would never have to reuse your napkin. Nowadays, you know, things have moved on. So the napkin ring, if you look back into its history, came in the Victorian age, and it was a little bit middle class because they didn't have the money to keep washing the napkins and to have fresh napkins every day, and they were a little bit frugal. Mm. And so you'd have the napkin ring just to keep it... keep it nice, ready for the next day in a sort of a decorative shape. The Duke of not the current Duke of Northumberland, but a previous Duke of Northumberland, once saw a napkin ring and didn't know what it was and said, what on earth is this? And someone said, oh, it's for putting your napkin in after dinner. And he was so aghast at this that he banished napkin rings from Alnwick Castle.
Forever.
Forever.
Well done for sticking up for the napkin, William. It's lovely to speak to you, as always, and it's nice of you to put us right.
Thank you, Malcolm.
You're very welcome. William Hansen is the show's etiquette expert. He's Dr. Etiquette. He'll put you right on your napkin rings, your tea cosies, you don't see them anymore, and your toast racks. You don't see them either, do you?